call in line here on Free Talk Live. 1-855-450-3733. You got it on your mind? Get it off on Free Talk Live.
Get off on Free Talk Live.
What better invitation do you folks need? Rob from Washington. Rob.
In the morning, Mark. Is all well?
All is well.
Excellent. I want to talk about, or I just want to say I was in the Navy for 8 years, and I was on submarines. I recently got out, and now I really don't like the military. I am pro-liberty and disagree with pretty much everything that's going on nowadays.
So was this a conversion had while in the military, and you just decided I'm going to get out and get out as soon as I can and go on with my life, or was this a conversion had afterwards?
I knew I was going to get out of the military, but I really didn't care about anything that was going on around me, like world politics, America. I just knew I couldn't do that job anymore. But after I got out and started listening to Free Talk Live and actually paying attention to what's going on around me, then that helped shift my views.
Gotcha. So, what about the world, the military? What is it about the military that bothers you so much?
Besides the fact that they're killing a bunch of innocent people?
Well, that's a good reason. That's the reason I have. That's a big problem I have. If it was just a bunch of guilty or bad people, then who would have a problem with it, right?
Yeah, it was three things I was thinking about today. It's that they're killing a bunch of people, they're stealing money to finance it, and also the way that they treat the people in the military. Well, I can't speak for the entire military. I can just speak for myself. But
how do they treat you?
Like we're prisoners, like children. Children.
Yep.
And, you have no responsibility. Like, there's almost no personal responsibility. Everybody can get in trouble for what other people do,
Is it one of those situations where, like, the kindergarten teacher tells everybody has to be quiet because one kid was making noise?
I think property would be a better, adjective to use to describe how they treat people instead of children, because property is more like complete ownership.
Yeah, we shouldn't be treating children like they're military recruits.
I'm in no way advocating that.
Right.
Concerning the military, and I was reading a news article today. I shouldn't do that because it just makes me angry, but I ran across a quote that Admiral Mike Mullen, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman.
Yep.
And I'm just going to read this paragraph where it's pretty short.
Okay.
Mullen said Pakistan's government has chosen to use violent extremism as an instrument of policy, adding that by exporting violence, they have eroded their internal security and their position in the region. They have undermined their international credibility and threatened their economic well-being. Does that sound like any other countries?
Well, I think that... I think that his problem is that they're not using guys in uniform to do it. If you're gonna send people out to kill folks, at least take responsibility for it by putting a little patch on their shoulder. What they're having to say. But what has Pakistan done that has been exporting violent extremism? I'm not exactly even sure what he's talking about there.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I read this and thinking, just using the vocabulary the way I think now is like. I'm much less likely to be blinded by the bull that politicians throw out and try to see what they really say. So that he pretty much just described what America's doing in the Middle East and all over the world, I think.
That's what a military is. A military is an organization of terror and violence. I mean, and it's... Obviously, they're going to try to frame it such that, it's them that are being terrible and violent, not us that are being terrible and violent. But one does have to ask the question, what nation has troops on the ground in more other nations? And I don't think there is one. I think that the United States has it hands down. Even if the biggest neocon out there can still see that America could keep whatever control it wants on the sea waves, the ocean waves, and it doesn't need troops on the boots on the ground supporting dictators and kings and sheiks and this kind of thing, deposing legitimately elected governments. I mean, all these things are. Sadly, I don't like revolutionary wars either. But would it have been a good thing if somebody would have come into the United States and gone on the side of the big government of England and, you know, say Spain decided, oh, yeah, we're going to team up with England, make sure we can get those colonies under control. We can't have colonies leaving their motherland. That wouldn't be good. I mean, how would that have worked out for the United States? It would have been terrible, but somehow the American people don't even look at it that way.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I mean, it seems very clear to me now what is going on, and I'm baffled. I feel like a crazy person when I'm around, you know, people that are just toting the party line and saying
Muggles.
Muggles, really? Is that what we're using now?
That's what I'm using. Oh, so, Rob, I felt this way at one point, and it's entirely frustrating. It's violently frustrating. You get so upset, you can find yourself yelling into the ether when you're by yourself. You can find yourself, I don't know what you do, but I'm just telling you what it was like for me. You know, planning, thinking about, you know, violent repercussions and stuff like that. This level of frustration, any man has this kind of frustration. This is what they're going to be driven to. And it all changed for me once I got to the Free State Project. Have you signed up for the Free State Project?
I'm not signed up for it because I thought about it, thinking about it quite seriously. And I just need to spend some more time, talk with some people around here.
You should take a trip out here and see what it's like, either at Liberty Forum or Pork Fest, and get some idea, because I think that that changes things for people. Rob, I do appreciate your call. 855-450-FREE, SACL toll-free call-in line. Let's go to Mark Stevens in Phoenix. Mark?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to give an update with what's going on with the habeas petition and Ian Freeman tomorrow.
That's right. We're on day 44 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up. The normal first chair here on Free Talk Live has been in jail, was sentenced for 90 days, has been in jail for 44 days for standing in front of a police car because he felt that they were taking a young woman to jail unjustly.
Yeah, who'd have think? For 360 seconds worth of standing in front of a police car, you get a year. They send a year and 90 days suspended, yeah.
I think it's more like 45 seconds because they really didn't do anything for standing in front, for him standing behind the first police car. He probably could have gotten away with that completely. It was standing in front of the next one. The cop jumps out, turns on his siren and stuff, throws Ian, bends Ian over and cuffs him and throws him into the back of the car. So it was really standing in front of a car for like 45 seconds. Not that it matters, the difference between 5 minutes and 45 seconds.
Mark, can you give a recap what happened to the first hearing? If you will.
The Habe hearing?
Yes, the Habe.
Okay. Basically, this is the structuring hearing. Actually, Mark Stevens.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry.
There's two Marks.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, what happened was, and I had posted some of it on my website. You go to markstevens.net, the kind of the relevant thing.
Mark with a C.
Yeah. Thank you. I had done it over the phone, of course, and the attorney, John Webb, who's claiming to represent the state of New Hampshire, and Rick Van Wickler, I wanted a clarification because in his paperwork, and I have that post on the website also, in the paperwork, this John Webb is signing as the state of New Hampshire. So I wanted a clarification, just what he means by that. And so I asked, does he talk about the body politic? I got cut off, and Judge Mangione, he's pretty rude about it. Said, "Sir, do not start with me." And I said, and I tried this, and I was like, excuse me. He says, do not start with me.
No, he didn't want to hear it. And,
well, he was cutting me off. It was sort of like on that movie with Dr. Evil with the shush.com. And all. And I'm like, what are we, 5 years old here? And he was not going to allow any discussion whatsoever into this abstraction called the state of New Hampshire.
Nope.
And in my opinion, my experience, that this begins and ends with that DBA, that pseudonym that all these criminals hide behind.
Indeed, it does begin and end with that. And obviously they knew where you were going, and I think that I think it's very interesting. I'd be interested to see what would happen further. Mark, if you'll hold the line here, I want to talk to you about this further. 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live.
know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The Sickle toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? If you knew that almost a thousand had already moved, would that be convincing to you? Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Again, it's freestateproject.org. It is in my mind, the best chance of liberty in our lifetimes.
And Allie has been here for about a month now, moving with the Free State Project in the Keene. And you really enjoying your time here?
I really like it. Anyone who is peaceful and likes liberty should move here.
Let's go back to Mark Stevens in Phoenix. Mark?
Yes, thanks again, guys, for having me on. Sure. Yeah, what's going on tomorrow is supposed to be the final hearing. This is supposed to be it. And for those who have been following, they've been trying to push me and David out as parties.
Yes.
And so far they have not, to my knowledge, they have not issued an order striking me or David as parties. So I plan on doing a hearing tomorrow and getting through as much as I can. But I've sent information, and I spoke to Ian tonight to get him some information in case we are not permitted to, and he has to do it on his own. And I think he could do a pretty good job of tying him up.
Well, at this point, is tying them up an advantage? Because, I mean, they have him tied up, or at least locked up, quite literally. So, I mean, when one is free tying them up, I see an advantage. Is there an advantage to tying them up in the Hague hearing at this point?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that work in his advantage. One, you remember on Monday, he did it by video. But tomorrow, they're taking him out of the jail and bringing him to the hearing.
Yes.
So that's very encouraging right there. The other thing is that there's going to be a lot of people, and these are some very, very heavy-duty issues, and there's a very good double bind that we can put the judge in. I'll discuss that in a moment. But one of the other things that we use for leverage is the fact that he probably would be getting out in 15 days anyway.
Yes.
And I think that's going to weigh pretty heavily because this issue, and I told Ian today, like I'm going to tell them tomorrow morning, the issue of the state of New Hampshire, and it's just a pseudonym, all it is a DBA.
That's right. I mean, the state of New Hampshire doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's a fiction. It is literally, all it is a DBA. It's words on a piece of paper. It has no physical referent. And one of the things that they have to do to have a valid conviction or judgment against Ian or anyone else is to have jurisdiction. And they have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Ian was within the state. Now, he was able to challenge that during the trial. I'm not beating him up, but it's a rough thing to do. It's a very difficult thing to do sometimes.
Well, you see how they handle it here, Mark. I mean, they shut you down. They shut everybody else down too.
Yeah, they do what they want, Mark. As far as laws and in the whole words on paper thing, courts here in Keene, from my experience in the last 3.5 years of attending all these things, they do whatever they want, and you and all your fancy words don't mean anything to them, really.
You in the abstract.
You in the abstract, not you personally, but.
Well, I understand. It's like I said to Ian today. The more stubborn they are, the more stuck to their system that they are and inflexible, the easier it is for me or someone else to manipulate them. You've probably heard enough calls that I've done with the IRS, and they're worse than some of these judges. So if I can have just a few minutes, because...
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Tomorrow, if I can have a few minutes tomorrow. The double bind that I'm referring to is, if you remember Ian's prior hearing with John Arnold, the one who actually issued the judgment and the incarceration,
yes.
and in fact, for those who don't know, he mooted his appeal by refusing to stay the execution of the judgment pending the appeal.
What's that mean? Hold on. Say that again.
Okay. If you're given 90-day sentence and they don't stay the execution of the sentence, the 90 days, it moves the appeal because it's going to take longer to process the paperwork.
Gotcha. So he was just saying, screw you and your appeal. I'm going to retire in a couple of months.
That's exactly what he did. And he mooted there's no reason for him to do the appeal because he'd be long gone. So what's the point if they said, oh, Arnold was wrong? Well, he still did 90 days. You can't reverse that. And he knows that. But one of the things that he did was when Ian was asking him those questions about who he represents, he stated that he wasn't. Now, this has to do with representation, acting in a representative capacity. It's very important considering that they want me to be removed and not being able to help Ian. So he said it was a philosophical issue. So those who saw the video, if you can go to freekeen.com, you can watch the video. Arnold said it was a philosophical issue. So the double bind we can put this other judge in tomorrow is, is it really philosophical? Okay, now, because this is a central issue For Ian, being that there was a conflict of interest, of course, which is one of the basis of the petition for habeas corpus, there was a conflict of interest. He couldn't get a fair trial.
Right. So well, the conflict of interest is, just for people that didn't that don't know about it, the judge specifically said that he represents the state.
Yep.
And then the guy standing next to Ian on his left was the guy claiming to be the state. So the judge claimed to represent the prosecution.
Yep.
He's admitting to representing a party to the proceeding, which, of course, is a technical conflict of interest. But he blew it off by saying it was philosophical. So what I'm going to bring up tomorrow is using Judge Arnold and say, look, Judge Arnold in this, who is really the – Judge Arnold is the focus of this, not Ian.
Right. And that's what a habeas corpus hearing would be about, right?
Right. It's about John Arnold, not Ian.
Mm-hmm.
And so it all hinges on – so his position was, and part of his decision, which we're there to determine whether it's legal or not, was based on a challenge to someone in a representative capacity being philosophical. So I want to get into what Judge Mangione thinks. Is representation a philosophical issue or not? So either way he goes, we have a substantive issue to discuss. So whether I'm deleted as a party and Ian is joined.
So if representation is philosophical, then there shouldn't be a problem with you representing Ian. If representation is not philosophical, and then that would make it, would make it an issue of fact, then the judge was in fact representing the prosecution.
And the conflict of interest is a substantive issue that needs to be addressed at the habeas hearing, and there's no way that they can get around that because the judge is on record as saying he represents the state of New Hampshire. John Webb is on record as representing the state of New Hampshire. That is a textbook conflict of interest. And before people call and write me and say, oh, but the jury convicted him, John Arnold was the gatekeeper. Nothing got to the jury without his okay. And he was the one that ultimately made the judgment against Ian off of the conviction.
Even if the jury would, I mean, Judge Arnold gave the sentence. He gave 0 days to everybody else on this. I don't see how the jury could have found anything but guilty in this particular instance, because basically the question is, did Ian obstruct an official in his official duties or whatever it is? And, you know, I mean, there's video of him standing in front of a cop car. However, this was, you know, they went beyond their speedy trial date. They did all kinds of other crazy things in this one. The judge claimed to be representing the prosecution, and I think that, you know, the judge is the central figure. Do you have more, Mark?
I just a few minutes, if you don't mind.
Okay, hold the line. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453, Sinkle toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. Works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Go to jurisdictionary.com. Remember, when you buy the product, to use the pull-down menu when you check out, just to let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com. Let's go back to Mark Stevens in Arizona. Mark?
Yes, thanks again, guys. I would like to be able, you know, if people in the Keene area, let them know that they changed the hearing time again. They're doing this, it's like they know I'm bad in the morning. It was originally set for 1:30 tomorrow, but then they reset it for 9 o'clock, which, of course, is 6 o'clock my time. So it's a little better than Monday, but still.
Right, on Monday they set it at 8:30. They moved it to 8:30.
So this is going on Monday, not tomorrow.
No, this is going on Friday.
It's tomorrow.
It's like Monday.
The first hearing was Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. And so it'll be 9 o'clock tomorrow. It's 12 Court Street there in Keene. So if you can show up and support Ian, let these people know, you know, very calmly, peacefully, nonviolently. This is not where it's not going to end. So regardless of what happens with the habeas corpus petition, the issue of the state of New Hampshire being a DBA that these criminals hide behind is not going to go away. And get it.
I think you've got him over a barrel on this one, Mark, if you know how to run it down. And that's the problem, is the average activist here doesn't know how to use the courts to run these things down. I mean, it has been the truth for 44 days that Ian's been incarcerated, that actually longer than that, because it was prior to the jury trial that this happened, that the judge claimed to have to be representing the prosecution. And, I mean, I know you've got him, but what do you do with it?
Well, you have to leverage them, and it depends. You see, I'm in a bad position here because I'm not physically there. I'm not standing there, so it's easy for them to just hang up on me. So if you're familiar with my show, of course, you've heard enough where the IRS has hung up on me. It's easy to do that. So I'm at a very serious disadvantage leverage-wise. So I'll get done as much as I can. I'm usually very persuasive to be able to have bureaucrats keep from hanging up, and I can say what needs to be said. It's just a matter of I put them in a double bind, where they're damned if they do and damned if they don't. They want to put up this impression, this facade that they are legitimate, and I make it impossible for them to do that. But I get them to make certain admissions first, and then I start knocking it down. I went right for the jugular on Monday morning, and the judge just went, he went ballistic. Well, he went ballistic in a controlled way. You know, don't start with me crap. But it's not going to go away.
He shuts you down completely.
And it's easy to do because two things. Because I was on the phone, and I can see Ian's a friend. I've known Ian for a while, and I did not want to push it. And maybe have any kind of retaliatory action against Ian. Because he's the one in jail, not me.
Right.
So I wasn't nearly as aggressive as I typically am, but I told him today, tomorrow, all bets are off. I'm not going to do anything to kind of cause it, but I'm not going to lay down like I did on Monday morning. The issue is going to get heard, and it doesn't have to be just tomorrow in court, and it's not an issue that's just limited to court. You can bring this up at the town meetings, which are fairly regular there, aren't
you? Yeah, every year.
Well, you have the regular teen council meetings and whatnot, don't you?
Yes.
That you can bring this up to the. You have John McClain, the city manager. This can be a regular thing. You know, put these people on the spot and hold their feet to the fire. If they want to do business under a DBA like that, let them. Talk about it. Expose it. You know, pull back that green curtain and expose them for what they are. They are, they are doing business under a DBA, and they're trying to say that Ian is within that to justify a conviction, which of course they can't do. So tomorrow
wouldn't their claim be that the DBA known as Keene owns and controls the land known as Keene?
Well, if you go into the you want to use their city charter. Their city charter tells you exactly what the city of Keene is, and that's something I cited, and Ian has that. The city charter tells you what it is, and you can always ask for judicial notice. So we request judicial notice of the Keene charter that states explicitly that the city of Keene is a corporation, it is a legal fiction. And so there's a way to oppose that.
Okay.
And they're basing their conviction of Ian on that they have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he was present within the state or within the city of Keene, and you can't do that. You can't prove presence within a fiction. It's impossible. And I've never, in my experience, have ever had a prosecutor or anybody even attempt to do that. And so if the prosecutor claims it's the ground, then like I said to Ian, and today, if they claim it's the ground and only the ground, you just ask, are you telling me that Mr. Webb and the judge are representing the ground? They will always tell you it's more than that. It's the body politic, and it's that political body. It's that fiction that you need to focus on. And that's what they want to do, but that's what they don't want to do. They want to do everything but focus on the fiction.
Now, are you going to make some kind of prediction as to how you think things are going to go tomorrow? I mean, obviously people are, they're concerned with this. They want to know. It's difficult to know what these bureaucrats are going to do at any point. But you think what's going to happen?
I think I'm going to have a few minutes to talk. I think I'm going to be able to raise some of these issues. The judge is probably going to get just as upset as he did the last time. He'll probably just put it in, put the ball in Ian's court, and then Ian will have to raise the issues himself. And I think they're going to let him go. I think tomorrow's going to be it. They've already taken him out of the jail, and just to save face and avoid these issues, to just let him go.
Interesting. Well, I sincerely hope that that's the case. It would be nice to get him a reprieve of at least 15 days, and I certainly could use the break. So, Mark, I plug away real quick. So folks that find interesting the direction you're taking with this, I have read your book, Adventures in Legal Land, and find it to be, you know, I've actually read it through three times.
Wow.
I can't say too much about too many books that I have. I can't say too many books that I've read through three times. So.
Well, I appreciate that, Mark. And it's markstevens.net. My radio show is on Ian's network, LRN.FM, every Saturday. And we'll be discussing it this Saturday. And hopefully we'll have Ian do a spot, you know, because he'll be out. We'll be talking about it. But we're 4 to 7 Central on LRN.FM.
That's right. And it's markstevens.net, Mark with a C. Thanks for the call, Mark.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yep. 855-450-3733. For those of you that were on the line and dropped off, you may call back. You know, it was a little longer there. We're talking about Ian. You know, the show is, you know, basically Ian and I, you know, normally. So I think people are very concerned, and I want to make sure that we flesh out all these issues. Don't want to cut anybody short. And Mark Stevens has some very interesting ideas when it comes to the court process. It didn't work out on Monday. I'm interested to see how it's going. You better believe I'm going to be there tomorrow, bright and early, finding out what's going on. Also,
I just think it's highly unlikely that the state will do anything he's suggesting. I mean, it's like saying, "Oh, you don't exist. See, you're a fake." And they're like, "Yeah, we're sitting right here, and we have the guns. So, you know what? We're going to cut your video feed."
I don't think that Mark has run up on bureaucrats that are so thoroughly frustrated as the bureaucrats are here in Keene up to this point. You know, they have moved from the Gandhi saying, first they ignore you. And I think that that's largely what he deals with is, you know, he brings up some very interesting legal arguments that put them in this double bind situation that often will cause them to just drop cases as a result because it's too much trouble. But, you know, it's the first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win is the Gandhi progression of things. And I don't know if it's true, but it's something that Gandhi said and, you know, makes it sounds true-ish. And they're definitely at the fight stage here. And I think that they're willing to break laws in order to get what they want. They've shown the propensity for that. 91A here in state law here in New Hampshire says that you have the right to film at the clerk of court's office,
right.
Video and take pictures. And they will absolutely take your camera and throw it away, or you know, throw you in jail if you try to film in there. And we're going to do some activism. I am going to do some activism around that here coming up shortly. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing you can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the toll-free call-in line brought to you by SACL CAI and JJ's raspy voice.
That's right.
You know, you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do. If you want to find out all the things that are going on with Free Talk Live, best way to do that is news.freetalklive.com. Actually, the best way is to listen to all 21 hours a week of Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that's right.
But you can get hipped upon some information by going to news.freetalklive.com, signing up for the email updates, Twitter, Facebook. Even our most dedicated podcast listeners do tend now and then to get behind a day or two, and news.freetalklive.com will help you to stay on top of it. If you want different ways to listen to Free Talk Live, there are so many different ways we make it easy for you, not just the podcast, but the live streams, the more than 100 radio stations across the country, satellite options, XM, free-to-air, the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, and listen lines where you can call in and tell phone number and listen anywhere that you can get cell phone coverage, or regular phone coverage for that matter. Of course, all the fees that your phone company charges you do apply. Free Talk Live, however, doesn't charge you any. It's listen.freetalklive.com. Ellie.
I have a story. It's from gizmodo.com. World's largest sperm bank says they don't want your ginger sperm.
That's a shame.
JJ, you're
good sperm.
You're a little red-headed, aren't you?
That's I am.
Red-bearded.
Yeah. At least red-bearded.
I'm a half-blood, right?
Cryos, I think I'm pronouncing that right, a Danish network of international sperm banks and the largest one of its kind, has officially stopped taking sperm from red-headed guys. Despite an overall increase in donations, the demand for ginger sperm just isn't that high.
You know, I'm really kind of surprised at that.
I disagree.
When you think, well, I don't know how it's going for you, bud. But I would think that, you know, people, I mean, when guys discuss women, they discuss blonde, brunette, redhead, you know, these are one of some of the first things that they discuss. And I mean, a redhead is an unusual thing. It's exotic. I mean, wouldn't people want that for themselves?
Red hair is in right now. I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, redheads are crazy in bed, so.
I don't know that I necessarily believe that, but okay.
Just saying.
Essentially, sterile couples, by and large, don't want to make redhead babies. Cryos director Ol Shu even went on record to state that unless a woman's partner was a ginger, or she had, I wonder if he used the word ginger, or she had a preference for red hair, he didn't see many people choosing red hair over other hair types. In fact, the only country where the specimens were running off the shelves was Ireland.
Ireland. Well, I would have guessed that in Ireland, that people were more likely to want redhead babies in Ireland. But is this just serving Europe, I assume? This is Europe's largest sperm bank, so this doesn't have anything to do necessarily with the demands of the American public?
Right, yeah, I guess it's a European thing, but it does surprise me. I mean, I wonder what sperm banks in the United States are like.
I, never having been in one, it's not like they're out here pounding the pavement for my sperm, so not that it would do them any good. I took care of that some time ago. But
well, part of the idea we've been thrown out there is to have a sperm bank at the CAC, but I don't know. I think that's more of a play on name.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to just put in the freezer?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
It just would fit with the name. That's all.
At the CAC.
Yeah. That's right.
Does that mean something to you? Yeah, that's the Keene Activist Center here in Keene, New Hampshire.
That's right.
So I'm really kind of amazed that people don't want that, but I guess people want children that are going to look like them. I'm adopted. My mom did say, I remember my mom saying something that she felt lucky and blessed that somehow the piece of paper that they give you about your child, they give you like a little pedigree or something. And she felt like, oh, this matches me so much. So she was happy about that, it was matching. And I remember being in maybe preschool or, I know it was at the daycare. So it was either preschool or daycare after school. And the gals there were commenting on who looks like whom, and they commented that I look like my mother. I am in no way related physiologically to my mother, but they commented that I looked like her. And I can tell you that it makes me very proud that my little boy looks like me, and he really does. If you're a Facebook
yes, I've seen your son.
He's got those
charming fellow.
Got those big old listeners just like Daddy does, and satellite dishes on the side of his head, and
just more room for piercings when he grows up and rebels against you.
Well, and I think people do like their children to look like them. But I mean, redheaded is something unusual. People tend to like unusual things. I mean, isn't that why the Hollywood folks, name their kids Moon Unit and things like that?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could see where someone, I think it's weird when, have you guys ever seen a family where no one there has red hair, but there's the one kid?
Like, that was my family.
The mailman's baby. It's this, like.
No, I have all the recessive genes. Like, my mom and dad have brown hair, brown eyes, and they handle the sun really well. No, me, I'm the black sheep, yeah.
Yeah.
I have all the recessive blue eyes, blonde hair, red
white
red
skin,
red beard,
sheep.
Pale, freckles, blah, blah.
This is, in fact, blue eyes are a recessive gene, and they do say that redhead, and this is the other thing about it, is redheads are going extinct. And so you would think, well, what's so bad about it? I mean, it adds a little color to the world. I'm all for redheadedness, and I'm just kind of disturbed and surprised that people aren't going for redheaded babies, but, you know, I don't know. I never had this conversation.
Declare them an endangered species and then set up protections.
Well, then that'll rush them off.
You got a redhead on your property? It's government property.
Oh no! I thought you were just going to say I could like get away with a lot more than like I have extra rights.
People will try to shoot you if they can't build on their property.
Yeah, people will shoot you.
Just like a scrub.
That's my habitat. Stop it.
This was the advice given to me when I I was looking at buying some land to build, and
I thought you were going to say a child. I was like, what?
That if you find some kind of endangered species on your land, shoot it and bury it as quickly as you possibly can.
Exactly. Because if anyone finds out that you have that species on your property, then everything changes and
Right. Yeah. At that point, you're not building anything. You've spent whatever you've spent on the land, and you're stuck paying the taxes or whatever until you decide to give it back to the, give it to the local government, who then has to then of course doesn't have to pay their own taxes on it. So you know that's what happens when one you know goes with the Endangered Species Act, is it can really truly endanger animals beyond.
Well, I don't know. What about a pickup line though? Like, hey baby, you know I'm an endangered species over here. You want to get with this? It's a limited time offer.
Proposing to breed with her there on the first time?
Well, you know.
That's not going to go that well. I don't know that pickup lines are generally very successful. Allie, anybody tried pickup lines on you? How does it go for you?
Yesterday I had a good one.
Okay.
I was working and this 90-year-old man was buying a lotto ticket. And so he gets it and he asked me, "Honey, have you ever get a feeling?" And I wasn't quite sure how to respond, and usually when old people ask me questions like this, I just smile and wait for them to go on. So he says, "I got a feeling. If I end up making $1 million, I'm going to come back here and we're going to have some fun."
Excellent.
And I was just like, I don't know. It's so improbable. Just, you know, so make up a situation that's so improbable that the girl just can't, like, smile and agree and... You know, it usually works.
Well, I'm just thinking about this. Was this a proposition for prostitution, or what was he proposing?
I think he was saying, if he wins $1 million, then he was proposing that maybe I'd be so shallow as to go out with him just based on that. Even though he was 90 years old.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, you can certainly have a fun time with $1 million, but I guess I don't rate my times based on how much money is spent on them. Generally, if I wanted to go out and drink, I'd go out and drink. If I wanted to gamble, I'd go out and gamble. I generally don't spend that much money on gambling. I suppose it would be more fun if I spent more money and wasted it, and of course they're going to take it from you, because that's what gambling's about.
The guy's setting himself up for like a double fall, because not only is he not going to win the lottery,
he's 90.
The odds, well, and he's not going to have any chances.
He's got nothing,
he's not going to
lose already.
He's like, so close to nothing, but in my head I was so close to something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do have pickup lines worked on you? I mean, or you just, is it just a, I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about pickup lines.
No, usually the only way pickup lines really work is that I recognize them as pickup lines, and it's just a way to show interest. Like, for instance, one of the most popular pickup lines in the United States is, "Haven't I seen you somewhere?" So when I hear that one, I'm just pretty much like, here it comes.
Well, you know, and you get a lot more passes than I do. That's for sure.
Well, you're wearing a Captain America T-shirt. Why not?
Well, I don't have to care. I'm married.
Oh, that's
whenever
right.
Anybody does the "Have I seen you somewhere before?" I just assume they have. You know, so I think this is the difference between being male and female is pickup lines for guys. I think they go right past them.
Yeah, I think so too. I've definitely experienced that.
Free Talk Live 855-450-3733. Are pickup lines useless, or do they actually work? What's your experience?
Buy me a drink.
Well, buying a drink generally works. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass.